I met my mom today for lunch at Hot Z's Pizza Shop outside Landisville. We typically schedule our lunches for Wednesdays at 11:45 a.m., but I think we both try to outdo one another in being early. I arrived at about 11:31 a.m. and parked close to the handicap spots. She pulled in about 2 minutes later, occupying a handicap spot next to the door. We moseyed up the ramp, went in, and found a table for two. Mom ordered a 12-inch personal cheese pizza so she could enjoy the leftovers later. I settled on a Greek salad with house dressing. Then we settled in on catching up on our week. We took turns sharing our schedules, activities, and observations on life. Then we suddenly noticed a theme. Mom had just been to a funeral of a friend's son who died suddenly at the age of 64. The man was in good health, but had a sudden heart attack and was gone. I shared the sad loss of a 58-year-old friend who was also in good health, but died suddenly and unexpectedly. Then we chatted about my 67-year-old brother, who suddenly got a severe and very rare case of vasculitis with other complications. He may never be able to drive again. The jury is still out on the extent of his possible recovery. Then Mom, who was 90, almost 91, said that it seems to her that more and more younger people are dying and getting sick than usual. So we had a fascinating discussion about our perceptions, even though they may not be statistically correct. You see, even if these perceptions of ours are not mathematically correct, they are our perceptions of reality. Well then, and here's where it turned theological, we chatted about why bad things happen to people. It instantly reminded me of the passage in Luke 13. It goes like this. At that very time, there were some present who told him, that's Jesus, about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all other Galileans? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. Well, I love this passage because even though it doesn't explain why bad things happen to us, it focuses on what's truly important. It's all about repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. When these are central in our lives, we can live abundantly, vibrantly, and eternally, come what may, no matter what our age. So I hope you take courage, repent, trust Jesus, and let them live your best life forever. Have a great week.